Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, you know, one game doesn't mean the Cavs' fun, great season has changed. It's still been a fun, great season, but it would have been really sweet to beat the Bulls in Chicago and get within a half game of them. But all right, we're still are where you are. It is a disappointing loss, but doesn't change. Obviously, one game is not going to change how you feel about the team.
No, obviously, I mean, it was a tough road trip where the Cavs did a great job, and you know, they come back home. They have one game, then they got to go back on the road again and face one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. And they're a team, the Bulls are, that were, you know, they were kind of like a scoring dog a little bit. They lost four in a row. They were without a couple of their guys. They came out with motivation. What surprised me the most is, like, at halftime,
yeah,
the Bulls had 36 points in the paint. And yeah, I'm thinking, how are they doing this when they don't have any of their best guys? I know Vucevic is a good player on the inside, but he's not great. They were getting layups. I mean, DeRozan was getting to the bucket. They were getting some easy chippies, and that was the most frustrating part about it. I think the Cavaliers let down a little bit defensively, certainly inside the paint.
I think it was two things. Defensively, I thought it was one of the worst games I've seen them play. Right? I mean, we're used to seeing the Cavs play great defense, and for whatever reason last night, they just didn't play great defense. It's going to happen. You know, it's, even a really good defensive team is not going to, you know, play to their potential every night. They had a bad and they were sloppy with the ball. They turned it over. It was a weird game. Like, Jared Allen especially, like, he only took five shots. He had four turnovers. It was a weird game for him. He wasn't getting the ball a ton. I don't like seeing Jared Allen only have five shots. He's too good a player, and he's,
yeah,
I think he's second in the NBA in field goal percentage. I get it. You know, Markkanen was against his former team, and he got hot from three. Jared Allen, I don't want to see him tied for sixth in field goal attempts for the Cavs last night. That's probably not ideal with Jetty. And the Cavs got very little off the bench. But, you know, what are you going to do? One of those nights, not a great game.
Not the end of the world. I mean, it's, again, they lost to a good team on the road.
Yeah.
Cavs are still having a tremendous season. It would have been nice, though, to get that victory, because you'd have pulled it within one game of
half game of the Bulls.
Or half game of the number one seed, which would have been, you know, pretty cool to see. But, you know, nonetheless, it is what it is. If it's the NBA, any given night, you never know who's going to show up. And they were due. They were due to drop one of these.
And the Cavs drop into the sixth spot now. Again, this is very fluid. The Cavs would have been a half game. Well, actually, they would have been a game behind the Bulls. A game behind the Heat and a half game behind the Bulls had they won the game. Instead, they're 2.5 out tied with Philly. You know, again, still in very good shape. You know, this is not football. We can't go too crazy about one NBA game. It was just disappointing because I think we were all excited about the possibility of them continuing this winning streak.
No doubt.
They played very well on the road, and the Bulls were shorthanded. Speaking of the Bulls being shorthanded, did you see the news about Lonzo Ball, that he's going to he's having surgery?
I did not see that.
Yeah, and he's going to be out. He's got a slight meniscus tear, I believe, and he's going to be out, I think, 2 months. I don't know what happened. I had it in front of me and I lost it, and I can't remember where I had. Here we go. Arthroscopic surgery in his left knee is expected to return in 6 to 8 weeks. That's a pretty significant injury for the Bulls here over the next 2 months.
It is.
You know, so in terms of that, their ability to stay near the top, obviously the Heat won again yesterday. Well, I shouldn't say won again. They won And, you know, so they're tied with the Bulls. Oh, no, they did win again. It was their second win in a row. Anyway, that's the story with that. But by the way, you know, Jonathan mentioned it in the update. Kyrie Irving fined for using foul language against a fan. I think that's
grand.
Total horse bleep.
$25,000?
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy, man.
What? That's just absurd. I got a big problem with the NBA here. I think the NBA does a better job than any sport of the ownership and the players kind of being on the same page. I think they do a good job of kind of working together for the better of the game, better than any other sport. Certainly better than baseball.
Yeah.
In its competition for number two sport in America, you know, along with college football. I don't understand. We're fining players because they curse? You're playing professional sports. Like, when you're on a basketball court, even if it's a schmo like me, not that I've been on a basketball court anytime soon with anybody besides my son, but, like, if I'm on the basketball court with a bunch of schlep rocks like myself and we're playing little half-court hoops, we're going to be cursing at each other. We're going to be – I mean, what is this? You can't curse? Aren't there curses? Is it just because he cursed at a fan?
Probably. Yes, probably because he cursed at the fan. But was the fan not cursing at him first?
I don't know. It shouldn't even matter. The rule should be the same. As long as you don't cross over a line, as long as you don't say something racist or sexist,
yeah, sure,
or whatever, say like a slur against somebody. If you're just cursing, I mean, my God, we're so
sensitive.
That's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He shouldn't have been. But I just thought that was completely lame. But, yeah, Markkanen, it did lead the Cavs with 28 points last night. Garland had 20 and another huge assist game with 12. But even he had four turnovers as well. We're not used to Jared Allen and Darius Garland turning the ball over 8 times between them. It was just a sloppy game. And, you know, by the time they made that comeback, I thought they were, once they got it to one, I'm like, okay, here we go. They're going to do it in the final 4 minutes. And obviously things went in the opposite direction. But I think it was big for the Bulls to have Alex Caruso back, who's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
He was plus 18. He had the best plus minus in the game of any player.
He's become a nice NBA player, man.
Yeah. Even though he didn't really shoot the ball well, but I thought he was important for what they do. And you mentioned the other guys and that played well, and DeRozan was, you know, fantastic in the game with 30 points. He's so good. I think he's – is he most one of the most underrated all-stars, DeMar DeRozan?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, remember, he was a cast-off from that Raptors team. And
well, I don't know about cast off, but
whatever. He was, yeah. It was him and Lowry as the one,
right,
two on the Raptors.
Yep.
And then they made some moves and he ends up going to San Antonio, and he just kind of been under the radar, I guess.
Yeah, because you play in Toronto and he went to the playoffs a lot there and he was a multiple time all-star in Toronto. But with San Antonio, they've been a bad team. He's been good. It's not like he hasn't played well. I mean, he's continued to play well. Guy's a great player. I mean, you know, since 2013, he's averaged like 23 points a game after his like third or fourth year. He's a great shooter, 46% career shooter. I don't know. I just think the guy's really good. He doesn't miss any time. I don't think he's had a significant injury in his career. He was a great pickup by them. Because he was just wasting away in San Antonio because they're not any good.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a good point.
You know, it isn't the Bulls are a good team. The East is it's not going to be easy for me to be right about my bold prediction that the Cavs will make the Eastern Conference Finals, but I really believe that the Cavs can compete with anybody, especially because the Nets in particular are a team that I think is going to have to deal with injuries and COVID because of Kyrie's situation the whole year. I don't think that's going to go away when the playoffs start. Harden, Kyrie, and Durant are all injury-prone players at this point in their careers, plus Kyrie can't play at home, at least for now, unless the rules change there over the next 5 months. Obviously, the Bucks are the defending champs, and the Bulls are good, and the Sixers are good. But I think the Cavs are good, too. They're going to have to continue to prove it when they play good teams. But ultimately, we really won't know what the Cavs are made of until the postseason. We could talk about, oh, this is a big game, this is a statement game, the Nets, the Bulls, whoever. The reality is we won't really know how good the Cavs are until the postseason begins and they do whatever they do. Because, as you said, and I think the Cavs are better than this team, but time will tell. A lot of people were high on the Knicks last year. They finished as the 4 seed in the East. Mm-hmm. They had a great regular season. They kind of came out of nowhere. And then they fell on their face. I think they lost. They lose either 4 straight or in 5 against the Hawks. Now, the Hawks kind of came out of nowhere last year as well, and they made a run. So will the Cavs be the Hawks of last year, or will the Cavs be the Knicks of last year? I personally think they're going to be the Hawks of last year. Hopefully they won't next year be the Hawks of this year because they've been pretty bad. But I don't know. I believe they're more the Hawks than they are the Knicks. What say you to that?
Yeah, I I'm not an expert on either team, to be honest with you. But I did watch the postseason last year and paid attention to the regular season. I tend to kind of agree with you. Probably more the Hawks than the Knicks. But who the hell knows? I mean, they're both young teams, and obviously the Knicks fell apart in the postseason for whatever reason, whether it was because they put all their effort into the regular season or whatnot. But they just were not good in the postseason at all.
Yeah, right. They were terrible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.